Welcome to the Community Meets Clinic series, a collaborative podcast to introduce clinicians, clinician scientists, and healthcare personnel working directly with individuals and families facing a rare neuroimmune diagnosis. Hear directly from those in the clinic and connect with the individuals whose focus is promoting quality of life for those diagnosed with a rare neuroimmune disorder. SRNA is a nonprofit focused on support, education, and research of rare neuroimmune disorders. You can learn more about us on our website at wearesrna.org. Community Meets Clinic is sponsored in part by Amgen, Alexion AstraZeneca Rare Disease, UCB, and Genentech. Hello and welcome. My name is Chrissy Dilger, and I moderated this episode. Today, we meet Dr. Elena Grebenchikova, a clinician from Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Grebenchikova is an assistant professor of neurology and neurological infections at Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois, and she runs the Transverse Myelitis Center there. You can view her full bio in the podcast description. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. G. I'm glad to have you on the podcast and excited to learn a bit more about you, as well as the clinic at Northwestern Medicine. So to start, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what led you to neurology?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. So my name is Dr. Grebenchikova. My patients call me Dr. G. And I'm a neuroimmunologist by training, and I work at Northwestern. And what has led me to focusing on rare autoimmune conditions and transverse myelitis really started back when I was very young. I was a teen when a friend of mine developed issues with her eyes. And I was always curious, and I knew I wanted to become a doctor. So I remember, like today, how I was looking through the old encyclopedias. Back then, we didn't have internet yet, and trying to find what it could be. And that's the first time how I learned the concepts of multiple sclerosis and also Devic's disease, which we know as neuromyelitis optica. And so that was my first introduction to the realities of what these diseases can do to someone's life, to someone's vision, ability to ambulate, and their quality of life, and how these can affect their families, their caregivers. And so I had a very early introduction to what some of these diseases can do. And it really fueled my passion for neuroimmunology really early. So I was only 14, 15 at that point. And I started, trying to go into libraries and look at immunology textbooks. It was really early, but it certainly helped me along the way. And then when I was 16, I came to the United States with a mission. I wanted to become a neuroimmunologist, a doctor who specializes in multiple sclerosis, neuromyelitis optica. And I embarked on a very long but rewarding journey of taking care of people who live with rare autoimmune neurological disorders. And eventually, I completed my residency in neurology at the University of Chicago, where I already saw a lot of people affected by transverse myelitis, neurosarcoidosis, multiple sclerosis, neuromyelitis optica, and others. And after that, I completed my fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania. I was very honored to be a fellow of the Transverse Myelitis Association and focus on the clinical care of people living with transverse myelitis. And after that, I joined Northwestern University, where I now have a transverse myelitis clinic that specializes in multidisciplinary care approach towards people living with transverse myelitis due to various causes, whether it be from neuromyelitis to optica or MOG-associated demyelination, sarcoidosis. I even see sometimes people who actually were misdiagnosed with transverse myelitis, and instead they have vascular, more like a stroke or a vascular malformation type of spinal cord related issues, but they were told that it was inflammatory, that it was myelitis. So I also sometimes end up diagnosing that, and I connect them with my neurointerventional radiology colleagues that in some instances responses are able to go and fix or improve the blood flow if there is an underlying vascular malformation. And so in my clinical care, I see people with transverse myelitis, multiple sclerosis, neuromyelitis optica, MOGAD, neurosarcoidosis, and sometimes disorders that we really do not yet fully have a name for. We haven't discovered an antibody for, but that are clearly autoimmune and respond to immunomodulatory or immunosuppressive treatments. But I certainly don't work alone in my clinic. I have other wonderful colleagues. So their names are Dr. Bruce Cohen, Dr. Roman Balabanov, Dr. Edie Graham, Dr. Farah Mateen, Dr. Shaili Shah, and several others. And so we work together as a group. We all see people with rare autoimmune conditions. And we also are a multidisciplinary care type of a clinic where we collaborate with rehabilitation services at Shirley Ryan, with physical occupational therapists, speech therapists, with pain medicine, chronic pain medicine clinic, with neurourologists, with neurosurgeons, particularly when it comes to things like treating spasticity with baclofen pumps or escalating care model for pain management with spinal cord pain stimulators. We also are trying to expand currently our clinical trials portfolio and bring more cutting edge research to, to empower the care of people living with rare neuroimmunological disorders. So I know it's a long answer, but there's a lot of exciting things that are happening in the clinic, and we are very passionate about, trying to get people in, providing access to care so that people that are diagnosed with rare autoimmune conditions are not waiting for 2 to 3 or 4 months to get in and see a specialist. I think it is, it is a very unfortunate reality for so many patients that when they are the most vulnerable, when they were just diagnosed with transverse myelitis or NMO, and then there is this long wait for several months to try and get in to see a specialist to start a treatment. So we try to expedite those appointments. We try to see those patients as soon as possible. And that is something that I feel very passionate about, is just trying to get that access so that people can get care and we can provide medications, treatments, and start addressing some of those issues that affect so many, like bladder issues, chronic pain, spasms, stiffness, issues with balance, or maybe issues with vision or speech. So yeah, that's a little bit about our clinic.
Great. Thank you so much. And it's so interesting that your passion for neuroimmunology started at such a young age. That's not something we typically hear, but it's amazing you've been able to accomplish. And we in this community, the rare neuroimmune community, have certainly benefited. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
So you talked a little bit about research. Are there any particular interest areas that you are working on in research?
Yeah, so currently we just applied together with Dr. Diana Saylor for an institutional grant to study natural history of transverse myelitis. So we are waiting for hopefully the good news. And that is something that I think is going to greatly benefit patients living with transverse myelitis, because the reality is that their care is so... It's very different how care of transverse myelitis happens, at different practices and sometimes even in different institutions. And we are still trying to understand more about their outcomes, about what treatments work the best, and about some of the issues that, the patients are struggling with and how we can help them better. We also have several clinical trials. One of the clinical trials that's coming in quite soon is going to be focusing on a novel agent in trying to improve outcomes of optic neuritis, and that's the inflammation of the optic nerve where people develop blurry vision. We also have another clinical trial that is looking at plasma exchange timing when it comes to people, for example, with transverse myelitis. More clinical trials are coming in involving CAR T cell treatment strategies. So we currently are working on expanding the clinical trial portfolio at Northwestern so that we can provide more options to people with rare autoimmune conditions.
Wow, sounds amazing. And we are excited to keep up with you on how those trials and other research projects are going. It all sounds really interesting and can't wait to hear how those go.
Yeah, absolutely. We are very excited too. We also are trying to look at the multidisciplinary care approach to neurosarcoidosis and people who are living with sarcoidosis, which is a rare autoimmune disease that can be quite tricky to diagnose, particularly when it's isolated in the central nervous system. But that is actually, to answer your question, is another focus area of mine specifically. I'm very passionate about taking care of patients that are affected by sarcoidosis, and whether it's spinal cord or optic nerve, and we certainly are looking forward to better treatment protocols and better outcomes in this rare neurological disease.
Oh, that's great to hear. So you've already kind of touched on the clinic at Northwestern Medicine. We are honored to have Northwestern Medicine as a recognized center of excellence in rare neuroimmune disorders here at SRNA. Can you share more about the multidisciplinary clinic team? What other specialists might a new patient expect to see if they have an appointment with you? How does a new patient typically get connected with you, and what might that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, in order to get connected to us, it's, you know, our phone number is 312-926-7950, or you can also search Northwestern MS Center or Northwestern Transverse Myelitis Clinic, or certainly search by my name or any of one of my colleagues that I listed during the beginning of our session. Calling us or going to our website is the best way to get connected. I would say that, when you're trying to schedule, if there's a very long wait time to see us and you are someone who has transverse myelitis or optic neuritis, you can also try to ask and see if there are any openings coming up or any cancellations, but we try to do our best to try and see patients as soon as possible. And in terms of multidisciplinary care approach, so typically the visit starts with you seeing me or one of our other neuroimmunologists, and then we assess your needs and connect you with our colleagues at a time that may be convenient for you. And I think the multidisciplinary care really focuses on individual needs of a patient, right? So for example, a patient with transverse myelitis may have issues with strength or bladder issues, but may have significant nerve pain that is residual and may have significant spasms. So there we connect you with our physical therapists, occupational therapists. We start treatment of the neuropathic pain, and if need be, we can escalate to further appointments with pain management doctors at Shirley Ryan or at Northwestern. But there are other care providers that also participating in your care if need be. So those are neuropsychiatrists, those are neuro-urologists if there is an issue with bladder or neurogenic bladder specifically. As I mentioned, those are occupational physical therapists, also physiatrists, physical medicine and rehab doctors that I think are absolutely essential for the care of people living with rare autoimmune conditions, particularly those who had their spinal cord or brainstem affected. We also work with neuropsychologists and cognitive rehabilitation services for those people whose memory or cognition has been affected by a rare autoimmune condition. And generally, because during one appointment, a given patient may not require all of these services, right? So it's generally that we will connect the patient with the appropriate doctors that are really necessary for them. So it may be, for example, a neuro-urologist for bladder issues and a physiatrist at the Shirley Ryan Rehabilitation Center or Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. Now it's known as previously it was known as the RIC or Rehab Institute of Chicago. And we connect the patient and sort of facilitate care that way.
Wow, that sounds really comprehensive and like an amazing place to have your needs taken care of. So thank you for sharing about your clinic, and it sounds great.
My pleasure.
So I can imagine as a clinician that you deal with a lot of unknown on a regular basis, and it can sometimes be, you know, heavy. So how do you take care of yourself emotionally, and what do you do in your free time that helps you relax or reset?
That's a wonderful question. I think I try to practice as I preach. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I take care of patients living with rare autoimmune conditions, I don't just talk to them about medications, right, and visits and MRIs. I try to talk to them about holistic lifestyle things like their diet and the importance of exercise and the importance of sleep. I have an interest currently in the role of the microbiome on the immune system and the fatigue levels and the perception of neuropathic pain. What I practice personally to take care of myself is really the same things that I try to teach my patients, and that's how to eat a diet that has a potential to be more anti-inflammatory and has a positive effect on microbiome, how exercise has an effect on the brain neuroplasticity and spinal cord neuroplasticity, and how it modulates our immune system, how it can improve outcomes, and how it improves energy levels, and how it can improve mood. We talk about the importance of sleep, and particularly focusing on the fact that when sleep is interrupted for whatever the reason, whether it may be anxiety and depression, whether it may be chronic pain or bladder urgency, or maybe unknown, maybe it's a perimenopausal sleep issue. We talk about the importance of sleep hygiene, the importance of cognitive behavioral therapy. That is actually another service that we offer as part of the comprehensive care model. And we talk about how critical it is to fix the sleep issue, improve the sleep issue so that we can turn down the overall inflammation in the body, so that we can turn down the perception of the pain, because we know that people with sleep disorders, when untreated, they do tend to have more issues with pain perception, with stiffness, spasticity, with trouble with mood regulation and brain fog. So it is so often that I hear from my patients about brain fog, about fatigue, and the first thing that we go to is we start talking about sleep. We talk about mood. We talk about their diet. We talk about their, you know, if they're able to exercise, you know, to a certain extent. What are some of the things that they're doing, and how can we improve their kind of drive to exercise, right? So like, what are the tricks to get somebody who is very tired to participate in a regular exercise? So I try to do all of those things personally in taking care of myself, and by so sort of practicing as I preach in a way.
Yeah, that is a good philosophy to live by. Practice what you preach, but that is all also very important and also an interesting.
Absolutely.
So is there anything you'd like to share for people with these disorders who are considering your clinic for care?
Yeah, I think that, our clinic is multidisciplinary and we strive to improve access of patients with rare autoimmune disorders. So there isn't a wait of 2, 3, 4, 5 months. And we really seek to have an individualized approach to every patient. Our care model focuses on, first and foremost, our nurses that are wonderful, compassionate human beings and are so critical in providing and in improving the care model. We work with multiple providers that are both enthusiastic and compassionate, and we try to make sure that people are seen in a timely manner, that they know what specialists they need to have in their care model to improve their quality of life, to improve their outcomes. And as I mentioned already, we are trying to further expand our clinical trials portfolio and provide more options of cutting edge research to our patients. And we also are trying to be that type of a place that is not only focusing on medications, which obviously are important, and adherence to medications is important, but we also try to look at the care of the patients holistically and take into account their emotional needs, their dietary preferences and dietary struggles sometimes, their ability to exercise and their needs for physical therapy, occupational therapy. And as I said, I really also not forgetting about important things like sleep, right? And mood regulation, which affect our energy levels, our cognition, our pain perception, our perception of any kind of spasms or stiffness. So we are a clinic that strives to be well-rounded and have approach that is focused on evidence-based medicine, but also not forgetting a simple truth like your food is also your medicine, your sleep is also part of your medicine, and exercise is one of those things that is so critical to keeping a healthy immune system and to improving functional outcomes and quality of life in people who live with rare autoimmune conditions.
Great. Thank you so much. And we are reaching the end of our questions, but I do like to always end on a positive note. So, what are you hopeful for in the future of rare neuroimmune disorders?
Well, I'm hopeful for more clinical trials and FDA-approved treatments for disorders like MOGAD, better treatment protocols for disorders like neurosarcoidosis that particularly affects spinal cord, brain, or optic nerve. And most importantly, we are hoping for more remyelination therapies that can hopefully try to repair the damage done by the inflammation. And we are hoping for better access of patients to care, which many patients are still having a lot of challenges, both with accessing the physician, the subspecialty physicians, and also accessing the medications for the treatment of rare autoimmune conditions, because many of them do not have FDA-approved treatments. So that is something that we are looking forward to. We are looking forward to no patient medication being denied by their insurance. And we look forward to no one's care being delayed potentially because of the insurance denials. And that is one of the scopes of the clinical and research practice is to help push forward the clinical trials that are going to allow for FDA approvals of medications that are so critically needed for the treatment of these rare autoimmune conditions.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. G. It was a pleasure to get to know you better and to talk to you today about your clinic at Northwestern. We love that we were able to have you as a James T. Lubin Fellow, one of our first. So it's just so great to hear all the work that you've done in the years since you finished your fellowship.
Thank you. It has been an honor to work with the association and take care of patients living with rare autoimmune disorders. And I look forward to continue that at our Northwestern clinic. And we welcome patients to get in touch with us. And we hope that you are able to see us, without a long wait. That is what we strive for. And we always seek feedback. I personally always do if anybody's having trouble getting in. And like I said, you can go to Northwestern University, northwestern.edu or nm.org website. And if you type in MS Center or Transverse Myelitis Clinic, it will lead you straight to us. So I look forward to serving the community of people with neuroimmunological disorders. And I'm really thankful for this opportunity to speak to the community today. Thank you, Christina.
No problem. Thank you. And for anyone listening, we will also have a link to Dr. G's medical profile and the clinic on the description in the podcast description and on the resource page.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you to our Community Meets Clinic sponsors, Amgen, Alexion AstraZeneca Rare Disease, UCB, and Genentech. Amgen is focused on the discovery, development, and commercialization of medicines that address critical needs for people impacted by rare, autoimmune, and severe inflammatory diseases. They apply scientific expertise and courage to bring clinically meaningful therapies to patients. Amgen believes science and compassion must work together to transform lives. Alexion AstraZeneca Rare Disease is a global biopharmaceutical company focused on serving patients with severe and rare disorders through the innovation, development, and commercialization of life-transforming therapeutic products. Their goal is to deliver medical breakthroughs where none currently exist, and they are committed to ensuring that patient perspective and community engagement are always at the forefront of their work. UCB innovates and delivers solutions that make real improvements for people living with severe diseases. They partner with and listen to patients, caregivers, and stakeholders across the healthcare system to identify promising innovations that create valuable health solutions. Founded more than 40 years ago, Genentech is a leading biotechnology company that discovers, develops, manufactures, and commercializes medicines to treat patients with serious and life-threatening medical conditions. The company, a member of the Roche Group, has headquarters in South San Francisco, California. For additional information about the company, please visit www.gene.com.